Judicial reforms in neighboring Poland have come under fire in the Czech Republic, but the government in Prague has so far not expressed an official stance on developments in its Visegrad Bloc neighbor and partner. But the Czech Republic could well be put on the spot thanks to its current presidency of the human rights body, the Council of Europe. Chris Johnston has the details.
In spite of the protests on the streets of Warsaw and warnings from many parts of Europe, including the main European Union institutions, Poland's parliament has pushed through a far-reaching judicial reform, which critics say brings its judicial system under political control. The upper house, the Senate and lower house, both dominated by the Law and Justice Party, approved the judicial shake-up. Only the president, nominated by the right-wing party, needed to sign the proposed law into effect. Criticism from Czech quarters has not been lacking. A petition from the Czech Republic's five highest judicial figures, including the head of the Constitutional Court, Pavel Rychetsky, was released last Friday. It warned that steps are being taken which threaten the very basis of democratic and law-abiding states. The judges warned that in spite of their respect for the country's sovereignty, they could not keep silent. Czech Minister of Justice Robert Pelikan has also voiced his concern about the Polish reforms of the judicial system, recently calling on his counterpart to think again about pushing them through. And the Czech Republic's European Commissioner Věra Jourová, who's responsible for justice, the dossier in Brussels, has also been outspoken. She warned last week that mechanisms could be put into place by the European Commission in the long term to punish states such as Poland, which break basic EU principles.
We are talking about the future EU budget, and I am convinced that there should be some sort of warning so that money from taxpayers does not go where, for example, some sort of dictatorial regime is being created. That could mean, unfortunately, not just Poland, but somewhere else. At the moment, we are talking about a general principle.
Brussels can take the so-called nuclear option and withdraw a country's voting rights in EU institutions, but that requires unanimity, and Hungary has said it will back the reforms taken place in Poland. Budapest has similar issues of its own. The Czech government has so far been silent. The Czech Republic, though, currently chairs the Council of Europe, one of the continent's main actors in the field of human rights and democracy. An independent judiciary free of political interference is one of its main planks of democratic values, which the Council is continually monitoring and promoting. In fact, strengthening judicial independence is at the moment one of the Council's main goals, and Council members have criticised the Polish government's judicial reforms as a move towards authoritarian rule. In the Czech Republic itself, some commentators have questioned whether the country should still put the four-nation Visegrad group at the centre of its foreign policy when Poland and Hungary are seen as taking steps distancing themselves from core EU values.